Party Midday.
This is Hardy Midday, Hardy County's daily radio news program. For the next 10 minutes, we will bring you the latest in local news and events, sports, weather, agriculture, and much more. If you have an upcoming event in Hardy County, feel free to send it to hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any necessary information about your event in your message. Hardy Midday is brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Hardy Midday starts now. Good afternoon, Glenn here. Today is Tuesday, May 11th, and welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, brought to you by Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wauchula at 406 North 6th Avenue, right here in Wauchula. Your local news starting May 27th with an estimated finishing time of spring 2022. State Road 636 will be improved. Improvements include resurfacing, adding signals, improving drainage, and installing guardrails, curbs, gutters, signing and pavement markers. Portions of the road will be closed during this time. Please follow detour signs and use caution in the work zones. For more information, visit cityofwauchula.com. And COVID vaccinations continue today at the Hardy County Rec Complex at 745 Rec Complex Drive from 10 a.m. until 7 p.m. Your local events. Do you have a teen driver or a child who will soon be a teen driver? The Wauchula Police Department will be hosting a teen driving education class on Saturday, May 22nd from 9 to 11 a.m. at the Wauchula Train Depot. If you're interested, please RSVP with Lieutenant T. Fort by calling 863-773-3265, or you can email tfort@wauchulapolice.com. That's T-F-O-R-T at wauchulapolice.com. Your jobs here in the area: Holiday Inn Express Arcadia is looking for a guest service representative. 1 year of hotel and front desk experience are preferred. CWI Industrial Services is looking for an office manager, U.S. work authorization, a high school diploma or GED, and 3 years of QuickBooks experience are required. And the Center for Great Apes is looking for a maintenance and grounds assistant, a high school diploma or GED, 1 year of maintenance experience, and a driver's license are preferred. All of these jobs and more at Indeed.com. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office, the Wauchula and Bowling Green Police Departments, and law enforcement agencies nationwide remind you to do the 9 p.m. routine. Remember to check every door and window in your home at 9 p.m. and ensure that it is securely closed and locked to help protect against burglary. Remember to do the same with your vehicles, removing any valuables from the inside. By doing the 9 p.m. routine each and every night, you make your home a safer home. Remember, lock it or lose it. Be sure to send your job openings, news, or events to Hardy Midday, HardyMidday@gmail.com, or you can message us on our Facebook page. Please remember to include any event brochures, pamphlets, or flyers with your message. They'll greatly assist us when we read them on the air for you. Coming up, your local weather report and forecast, plus the agriculture, business, and sports news. Hardy Midday will return in just a moment.
Hey, it's me. I lost my wallet. Yeah, it must have happened yesterday afternoon. Cash, checks, debit card? No, all of it. Yeah, I looked everywhere. Well, my rent's due. I'll need it this week. You will? Have I ever told you how much I love you guys?
She's not talking to her father. First National Bank of Wauchula. What is your bank doing for you?
At First National Bank of Wauchula, you get to do your banking your way. You can still write checks and visit our office. You can use our online telephone banking systems. Our mobile banking can nearly do it all. And of course, there's our full-service ATM. So no matter how you do your banking at First National Bank of Wauchula, we have your banking needs covered.
Welcome Welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw. It's time now for your weather report and forecast. Your weather conditions, a few clouds. The temperature is 84 degrees Fahrenheit with a dew point at 70. Relative humidity 62%. The heat index is 88. Winds variable at 5 miles an hour. Visibility 10 miles and the altimeter read 30.12 inches of mercury. Your Hardy County forecast, including the cities of Wauchula, Bowling Green, and Zolfo Springs, last updated 9:48 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Today, partly cloudy, patchy fog early this morning, a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. Highs in the mid-90s, southeast winds around 5 miles an hour, becoming west around 5 miles an hour this afternoon, with a 20% chance of rain. Tonight, partly cloudy, a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms in the evening, lows around 70, east winds around 5 miles an hour, becoming south after midnight, chance of rain 20%. Wednesday, partly sunny, a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon, highs in the lower 90s, south winds around 5 miles an hour, becoming west in the afternoon, 50% chance of rain. And Wednesday night, partly cloudy with a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms in the evening, then mostly cloudy after midnight, lows in the lower 70s, north winds around 5 miles an hour in the evening, becoming light and variable, 20% chance of rain. So make sure to keep your umbrella with you everywhere you go, folks, because a lot of rain is predicted coming this week. That is your Hardy Midday weather report and forecast for you. Let's go now to your agriculture news.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. The USDA is making $92.2 million in competitive grant funding available under the 2018 Farm Bill's Local Agriculture Market Program, or LAMP. The LAMP grants are funded through the Farmers Market Program as part of USDA's Pandemic Assistance for Producers Initiative. USDA launched this in March to address shortfalls and disparities in how assistance was distributed in previous COVID-19 assistance packages, with a specific focus on strengthening outreach to underserved producers and communities and smaller ag operations. Five former Internal Revenue Service commissioners released an opinion piece in the Washington Post affirming that President Biden's tax plan will improve the tax administrative system and could produce enormous lasting benefits. USDA recently shared details on how the inclusion of critical tax reform within the American Families Plan honors family farms and ensures the wealthy pay their fair share of taxes in order to finance essential investments in workers and families. Many decisions made by his predecessor have been targeted for reversal by President Biden, including at the USDA. But the relocation of two department research agencies from Washington, D.C. to Kansas City isn't one of them. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack tells ModernFarmer.com, "What we're trying to do is limit the level of disruption," adding the Economic Research Service and National Institute of Food and Agriculture will both remain headquartered in the Midwest.
Tune in to Tennessee August 10th through 12th, 2021 for the largest trade show for the cattle industry. The NCBA Trade Show has all the products and services you need to increase the profitability of your operation. The show will have over 350 exhibiting companies with over 7 acres of displays. Admission to the show includes education sessions, live cattle handling demonstrations, and a whole lot of fun. This is the show for anyone in the cattle business. Visit convention.ncba.org for all the details.
The best value in pasture hornfly control just got better. Altacet IGR is now priced at just 2 to 3 cents per head per day. This IGR passes through cattle and into manure where hornflies lay eggs, preventing adult flies that interfere with cattle health and profitability. Unlike ear tags and sprays, Altacet IGR is part of your supplement, eliminating the effort of handling cattle. Ask for Altacet IGR by name at your feed dealer or visit altacetigr.com to learn about protecting your cattle for only $4.50 per head per season.
With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson.
So, you're looking to finance a new irrigation system?
That's right.
Great. At what interest rate?
0%.
Okay. And how big of a down payment?
$0.
Sure. You'll start making payments when?
Nothing for 18 months.
I see. Is there anything else you'd like?
Yeah. How about a few $1,000 with a free bonus equipment?
I'm sorry. You'll have to see your local Zomatic dealer to get that kind of bargain. Or visit lindsay.com/offer for details.
With your Southeast Regional Ag Report, I'm Trevor Williams. Florida Senator Marco Rubio recently authored a bipartisan letter asking U.S. Trade Representative Katherine Tai on trade relief for farmers across the country. Rubio was joined by 39 other lawmakers from 8 other states that shared concern over trade practices negatively affecting farmers. Florida Agriculture Commissioner Nikki Fried added her support, mentioning the importance of protecting seasonal growers in Florida. Commissioner Fried says, quote, Florida's and the nation's seasonal crop producers have long suffered from unfair trade practices that threaten their livelihoods and our safe, secure domestic food supply. It's past time for common sense trade solutions that give Florida growers a level playing field on which to compete. End quote. Other signees included Florida Senator Rick Scott, and 22 of Florida's 27 House members signed on. The letter goes on to state that American growers of seasonal and perishable fruits and vegetables are under unsustainable pressure from growing volumes of unfairly subsidized and/or dumped produce from Mexico, Peru, Chile, and other foreign suppliers. This past year, amidst the coronavirus pandemic, imports of perishable fruits and vegetables surged to record levels, seizing larger segments of the market while our growers were forced to forego their harvests and plow under entire fields of viable produce. Freed, the only Democrat holding statewide office in Florida, has closely followed trade negotiations and said the agriculture industry in Florida needs consideration.
Tune in to Tennessee, August 10 through 12, 2021, for the largest trade show for the cattle industry. The NCBA Trade Show has all the products and services you need to increase the profitability of your operation. The show will have over 350 exhibiting companies with over 7 acres of displays. Admission to the show includes education sessions, live cattle handling demonstrations, and a whole lot of fun. This is the show for anyone in the cattle business. Visit convention.ncba.org for all the details.
The best value in pasture horn fly control just got better. Altaset IGR is now priced at just 2 to 3 cents per head per day. This IGR passes through cattle and into manure where horn flies lay eggs, preventing adult flies that interfere with cattle health and profitability. Unlike ear tags and sprays, Altaset IGR is part of your supplement, eliminating the effort of handling cattle. Ask for Altaset IGR by name at your feed dealer or visit altasetigr.com to learn about protecting your cattle for only $4.50 per head per season.
This has been the Southeast Regional Ag Report.
And now for your business news, the Stock Market Report, and your sports news.
With an SRN News Brief, Business Brief, I'm Jeremy House. The nation's consumer watchdog is signaling a more aggressive approach toward the financial services sectors. The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau is staffing up in anticipation of taking a more active role in regulation and enforcement as it did during the Obama administration. Attorneys general from across the U.S. have written to Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg, urging him to drop company plans for a version of Instagram for children under the age of 13. The attorneys general say they're concerned about social media's effects on the physical and emotional well-being of children. An American business group has warned that government-instigated consumer boycotts of foreign shoe, clothing, and other brands in China are making companies less willing to invest. The American Chamber of Commerce in China said companies are also put off by Beijing's plan for a list of unreliable entities. With business, I'm Jeremy House.
With SRN Sports, I'm Jeremy House. In the NBA last night, DeMar DeRozan had 23 points, and the San Antonio Spurs set a franchise record for points in the first half while rolling to a 146-125 victory over the Milwaukee Bucks. Milwaukee had a 5-game winning streak snapped and dropped a game behind idle Brooklyn for second place in the Eastern Conference. San Antonio set a season high for points and a team best with 87 points in the first half. But elsewhere in the NBA, it was Atlanta nipping Washington 125-124. Indiana defeated Cleveland 111-102. It was Memphis over New Orleans 115-110. Golden State got by Utah 119-116. While Portland defeated Houston 140-129. In the National Hockey League, winners included Philadelphia, Edmonton, Florida, Boston, Vancouver, Nashville, and Dallas. This is SRN Sports. Two other winners in the NHL last night were Colorado and St. Louis. Major League Baseball, Jacob DeGrom will be placed on the injured list by the New York Mets with tightness in his right side. The move will keep the ace from taking the mound until May 20th at the earliest. The Mets say an MRI was clean of any issues. Team says it'll place the two-time NL Cy Young Award winner on the injured list before the series opener against Baltimore. A 32-year-old right-hander, DeGrom is 3-2 with a Major League best 0.68 ERA. A light schedule in Major League Baseball last night. It was Baltimore over Boston 4-1. As the Orioles avoided a 4-game sweep, the LA Angels got by Houston 5-4. In the National League, Cincinnati downed Pittsburgh 14-10, while Arizona defeated Miami 5-2. Interleague play, San Francisco over Texas 3-1. This is SRN Sports.
And that concludes our time with Hardy Midday today, brought to you by the great folks and friendly service you'll always find at Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wachula at 406 North 6th Avenue right here in Wachula. And if you're on the go, so are they at fnbwachula.com. Your quote for today: remember, children, the best way to get a puppy for Christmas or your birthday or whatever holiday is to beg for a baby brother. That's the secret. Tune in tomorrow for the latest in Hardy County news and information. I've been Glenn, and we will see you then. Have a great rest of your day, folks. For a recording of today's show, send an email with the date of the show requested to hardymidday@gmail.com. Hardy Midday shows may not be sold or redistributed without the express written consent of WAUC Radio and Hardy Broadcasting. The news and event information presented in this show has been verified to the best of our ability. Please contact us if any errors are found. This has been Hardy Midday, a production of Hardy Broadcasting, LLC.